Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Now, a listener got in touch with me last night and she contacted me to tell me that according to her sources, there's been quite a reduction, if not a complete vanishing, of small native birds. And this, she says, is due to the growing number of seagulls coming into town. She says people are throwing out food on grass to try and save money for that they would have to pay for putting out their food bins. And what this is causing is the number of aggressive seagulls who are normally seen on the coast coming into towns like Tralee and, I suppose, frightening away the small native birds. She says that a letter has been circulated to herself and her neighbours, and she thinks it came from the council, asking people to stop throwing bread and other foodstuffs out on their grass to stamp out these seagulls. I'm joined on the line to talk some more about this by birdwatcher Ed Carty. Ed, you're very welcome.
Hello, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Ed, we've been hearing about aggressive seagulls for quite a number of years, and I know this is an issue in Dublin and Galway and other cities, but I didn't realise it was a problem here as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said it's a problem here yet, Deirdre. The problem they have in the East Coast is obviously a big population and plastic refuse bags and bins being left unattended and not maybe collected. I know they've had problems up there, but I think it's pandered that they do all the delivery collections up there for rubbish. But apart from that, yeah, people do throw stuff out into their gardens to attract birds. We'll just leave it at birds for a second. I mean, like, I do the same with my bird feeders. The bottom line, Deirdre, is that if you put food out into any surface outside your front door, you're going to attract wildlife, whether that's vermin or birds or whatever, but you are going to attract wildlife. So when I put up my bird feeders, I'm only attracting certain species such as greenfinches, bullfinches, great tits, sparrows. So I wouldn't call them aggressive. No, they are aggressive to each other, but that's what I'm attracting. So bottom line is, if you put food out outside of your house, it will attract birds, animals, bottom line.
Okay, and can I just ask you a little bit about seagulls? Because we normally associate them with the coast, and that seems to be their natural habitat. But is it common for them to come inland?
Yeah, well, trees on the coast, as you know, Deirdre. I mean, like, we're literally a kilometre away from Glenville, so birds will come in. All you have to do is go down to the Tralee Bay Wetland Centre, even at this time of year, and there's probably a couple of hundred gulls down there of many different species: black-headed gull, common gull, lesser black-backed gull, herring gull, and greater black-backed gull. So they're all down there, and they're coming in there because people go down and put food out for the swans, and obviously the gulls are aware of a free meal, and birds and wildlife. I suppose they associate, once they see it happening, they associate us, humans, people, with food and handouts. And so that's the story. But lesser black-backed gulls in particular will move inland. Gull flocks will move inland considerable distances. Once they know there's ploughing going on, word gets around in the gull community that there's ploughing going on, everyone's being dug up, and you've often seen it, I'm sure all our listeners have seen it. You know, a farm might be 10, 15 miles from the coast, but yet there's gulls following around the tractor and a plough, no problem.
Just how aggressive can they be, Ed?
Yeah, all birds will be aggressive to each other. I mean, like, especially if there's free food. It's different if birds or animals have to find their own source of food. You know, they'll obviously protect it, but when you've got a big flock of gulls or a big flock of animals in general, you see it sometimes maybe on Attenborough when he's dealing with a pride of lions. You know, lions can be aggressive towards each other, but that's like, you know, the male lion, the adult, the alpha male gets the food first, and he'll snarl and bark and bite or anything that comes within him until he gets his share. It's the same with gulls. The largest one that we'd be talking about, the great black-backed gull, they'll dominate anything like that, like, you know, the apex of the gulls in Ireland, I suppose you'd call it, and they'll dominate any kind of scavenging that's going on, right down to the smaller birds. So if the smallest gull is a black-headed gull, he'll be on the periphery of that kind of a feeding frenzy, if you want to call it that. So he mightn't get any food until the tiny morsels, the tiny crumbs are left. But yes, they can be aggressive to each other. And yeah, obviously, if you come too close to them, while they wouldn't attack us, Deirdre, I wouldn't expect And, you know, the wind's being out and they might give a kind of hisses. Swans certainly do it, you know. But they can be aggressive to each other. And I suppose in a way they can be aggressive. Like small dogs, small children, like, you know, they could bear the brunt of a couple of backs or a couple of snarls. But I wouldn't think that they'd be attacking us, like, you know.
And what about our listeners, what she sent in to me? She says that the letter she received, now she thinks it's from Kerry County Council, but we're still looking into that, claims that there's been a vanishing, if not a drastic reduction, in the number of small native birds because of the growing number of seagulls in town. Is that correct?
I wouldn't think the two are related. Like, you're not going to get, unless you've got a big open field in your back garden with hedgerows, the gulls are not going to be sitting in a hedgerow. They're not going to be really disturbing the grey tits and the sparrows and the wrens and the robins in your hedgerow. And you're not going to get wrens and robins hopping around in the ground in an open field. In your back garden, and if your back garden is quite large, you won't have gulls coming into it because they need a kind of bit of space and they'll feel enclosed. So the smaller birds can easily fly into hedgerows, you know, your bushes in your back garden and nearby trees. Whereas the gulls don't go into that kind of stuff. They're like open ground, open water, so they're not going to be, they might occasionally sit on top of a wall near a tree, but they're not actually going to be flying into trees. That's not their thing, you know. They're a seabird, hence the name seagull, which is a bit of a misnomer because all gulls really, you know, hang out around the sea. So buildings is different because they associate buildings, I suppose, maybe with cliffs and, you know, a vantage point where they can look out for more food and it's dangerous coming. But no, what's happening with the smaller birds is just that that listener may, her green finches, if we want to call it green finches, I haven't seen green finches in my back garden all year, wherever they've gone to. But they could be just gone half a mile up the road to somebody else's feeder. They might like the feeder up there, or they might have just moved on to a different area, or it could be something else. Some of these birds can suffer, as you're well aware and our listeners are well aware, of the avian flu. Now, that hasn't quite manifested itself yet in the smaller birds, the smaller species. It's becoming very obvious that Kerry in particular, but all over Ireland, seems to have been very badly affected, in particular with gannets, but also other seabirds such as cormorants and some gull species. But that wouldn't have really related to the smaller species. So the relation between gulls coming into back gardens really wouldn't have any effect on your small birds. A sparrowhawk would. That would scare the life out of all the small birds and they could literally disappear out. But gulls coming into a back garden, really, because they're only going to be there for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, grab the loaf of bread, grab the sliced pan, grab whatever crumbs, and they're gone out again. Now, they might be sitting around, but the small birds wouldn't really have any really major impact on what's happening with gulls coming into a garden. I wouldn't think anyway, you know.
Okay, so you'd still advise people if they don't want seagulls around their gardens. Some people are quite afraid of seagulls, that they'd be better off not to be just throwing food out on the lawn, as our listener said, maybe trying to save money on having their food bin emptied. They're better off to get a bird table or don't be throwing stuff on the lawn anyway.
Exactly, Deirdre, because you're not just attracting gulls. Think about it. The gulls are really just during the daytime. Any crumbs or any bits of pieces that go underneath the hedges or underneath the bush that the gull can't see or the gull can't get to, that's going to attract vermin such as rats, you know, and nobody wants that in their back garden. So it's a no-no really for me. Like, you know, I wouldn't be throwing out bits of that. Like, you know, the odd time, I suppose, is grand Deirdre, like, you know, if you want to throw a few crumbs to your sparrows, but I wouldn't be throwing out half a sliced pan or 7 or 8 slices of bread like that. I mean, like, they had something similar, not with birds, but in Yellowstone Park years ago, whereby, you know, people driving through Yellowstone wanted photographs of black bears, and the bears weren't coming close. So somebody obviously decided, we'll open the window, we'll offer them a piece of a banana or a piece of fruit. The bears eventually came over but ran back into the wood. This continued on over many months and years, and eventually the black bears became so accustomed to coming up to windows for food that they started damaging and trying to attack people because they knew there was food in the cars, Deirdre.
Yeah.
It's the same down in Australia, New Zealand, I think, where they do these shark fishing trips. They went another step and they said, we'll go into the water with the sharks and we'll hand feed the sharks Well, you know what that's going to happen, like, you know, the sharks again associate us with food. They get a free handout, and then they say, I don't want that small piece of meat. I want your finger, or I want your hand, or I want half your hand. So we're dealing with nature, Deirdre. We're dealing with wild animals. It's best if we leave them alone. You start trying to feed them and tempt them in your garden for a better photograph, or because you like to look at them, you know, it ain't going to work out too well in the end, really. Like, I'm not talking about this week or next week, but over a course, you're eventually going to get 20, 30 seagulls on top of your roof, like, you know. And again, you know, nobody really wants that, like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, nobody does. Well, it's still fascinating, though, the whole thing about seagulls coming into towns. Listen, Ed, we leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us and lending your expertise this afternoon.
No problem, Deirdre, anytime.
Appreciate it. That's birdwatcher Ed Carty there from Tralee telling us about the seagulls and the way they feed. And by the way, the lady who got in touch with me originally, she's quite annoyed by these seagulls. She says they are noisy and they crap on your clothes on the washing line, as well as on cars, outdoor furniture and children's outdoor toys. So you know what to do if you don't want seagulls in and around your estate. Stop feeding them. Stop throwing out pieces of bread on the ground for them. That is what is causing the problem. Has anyone out there ever been attacked by a seagull or had a seagull fly or swoop down too close to you? Someone I was talking to earlier today said to me they're very common. It's very common practice for them to sweep down close to people in Galway on the seafront, presumably out around Salt Hill. If you're eating a sandwich or an ice cream there, they'll come over and they'll practically try and take it out of your hand, and they can rob food out of your hand. So seagulls are quite aggressive creatures. So if anyone's had any encounters with a seagull over the years, do let us know. 083 300 3300.
Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.